Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. House Democrats are moving forward with efforts to remove President Trump from office after his supporters rioted at the U.S. Capitol last week. They say the president encouraged the mob to storm the building. An article of impeachment may be filed Monday. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
It's just one article of impeachment, and it's just 4 pages, and I would encourage anyone to go online and read it for themselves. But it accuses the president of, quote, willfully inciting violence against the government of the United States, end quote, and specifically cites the comments he made at that rally on January 6th that then encouraged these extremists to then go storm the Capitol.
NPR's Susan Davis. Federal prosecutors say they've charged two more people in connection with last week's insurrection. One man in Texas, another in Tennessee. Both were photographed in the Capitol with plastic restraints used by law enforcement agents. Congress's attending physician says House members may have been exposed to COVID-19 when they were hiding from rioters during the siege. Dr. Brian Monahan said while some members were in isolation in a room for several hours, they may have been exposed to an infected occupant. He didn't name the individual. For the sixth day in a row, new coronavirus cases in Los Angeles have passed 10,000. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Jessica Ogilvie reports.
Local health officials reported more than 31,000 new coronavirus cases over the weekend and almost 400 deaths. The numbers bring the county close to 1 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic. In nearby Riverside, a team of medical professionals from the Department of Defense was deployed to help hospitals deal with an overwhelming surge of patients. LA is currently under strict stay-at-home orders, with restaurants open only for takeout. The county's chief science officer says that coronavirus is now LA's number one cause of death. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Ogilvie in Los Angeles.
Damage from the Christmas morning bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, will likely lead to the demolition of 5 historic buildings. 6 others are at risk of collapse. Tony Gonzalez of member station WPLN reports.
Blast debris and ongoing safety risks limited how close the engineer could get, but he saw enough to deem 10 buildings unsafe. Almost all are 3- and 4-story brick buildings from the late 1800s. Some entire facades collapsed, and the review finds support columns detached, walls cracked and bowed, and rooftops severely damaged. That's all from the RV that a local man blew up just across the street. It also knocked out dozens of windows in surrounding blocks. The city is ordering the hardest-hit property owners to hire structural engineers for full inspections, and they want endangered buildings stabilized as soon as possible. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gonzalez in Nashville.
You're listening to NPR News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he intends to designate the Houthi rebels in Yemen as a foreign terrorist organization. He said this will provide additional tools to hold the Iran-backed rebels accountable for terrorist acts, such as cross-border raids that threaten civilians. A journalist in Zimbabwe who's highly critical of government corruption and human rights abuses is in police custody after tweeting that a policeman killed an infant. From Harare, Ishma Fundikwa reports police say the baby's alive.
Upwell Chingono tweeted a widely shared video clip showing the child's mother in a scuffle with a policeman and alleged the baby was dead. Last July, he was arrested and charged with inciting violence ahead of a planned anti-government protest. In November, he was arrested for obstruction of justice and demeaning the country's National Prosecution Authority. He was out on bail and is still to stand trial for both cases. One of his legal team, lawyer and opposition activist Job Sikala, is also in custody after tweeting the same clip and message. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
Gunmen attacked a national park in eastern Congo Sunday. Officials say at least 6 rangers were killed. Dozens of armed groups operate in the area, remnants of militias that have fought civil wars in the past. Last April, 12 rangers were killed in attacks in the same park, which is a sanctuary for endangered mountain gorillas. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.